sound you hear is the Calmac ferry, the Clansmen being boarded just after 9 a.m. this morning. I'm looking across the bay and I can see just the actual amount of cars. There's already boarded many a car and there's still a steady stream. The big trucks, etc., have already been boarded. So, I guess he's going to be sailing maybe about 9:30 this morning. And this is Sunday, the 7th of July, and it's the 7th day of our holiday over here in Barra, in Castle Bay. Up out of bed at 8 a.m. this morning, and it was stunning, stunning sunshine. Not a cloud in the sky, and the bay, the water in the bay, as near a mill pond as it could possibly be for the Outer Hebrides. Of course, Castle Bay is on the eastern side of the island, so a well-protected bay from the extremes of the west coast of the island, where the Atlantic rolls in, or batters in, depending on how you want to look at it. But anyway, it's, as I said, it's just after 9 this morning, and it's amazingly gorgeous sunshine. A wee bit of a breeze has now got up, and it will all happen within an hour, and the odd wee puffy white cloud has appeared. But let's hope and pray that it stays a nice day today. This is our last day here on the island. We'll be flying off tomorrow afternoon, so strictly it's not the last day, but it's the last full day of our holiday here. And today's a very special day. There is the usual Sunday mass service up in the Roman Catholic chapel that we'll be going to, which stands proud above the bay, looking across to it just now. And then at 3 p.m. there is the annual Fisherman's Mass. I'll tell you a wee bit about that. In fact, I'll just read off the newsletter. It's called the Goo, by the way. It's a Gaelic, and it's G-U-T-H, but it's pronounced goo. Just goo, G-O-O-goo. Oh dear God. Okay, reading off. Our annual Fisherman's Mass and Blessing of the Boats will take place at Castle Bay Pier today, Sunday the 7th of July at 3 p.m. Okay, now, I won't go into the other details, but basically what it is it's a mass celebrated by the Catholic community here, by the priest, and it is to bless all the fishing boats from Barra and around Barra and Castle and Battersea, I should say. And what happens is that they will all attend here by 2:30 p.m. at the latest. Boats will be decorated, and as will the crew. I think I mentioned that yesterday a wee bit, but anyway, what happens is there's a whole service, and the boats at the end of that service, it's done down at the pier or at the jetty, and the boats are all finally blessed, and then weather permitting there'll be a wee kind of parade around the bay with the boats, and I believe you can actually go on board the boats if the weather's clement enough. That would be nice if it just stayed, even if it just stayed nice, even if it wasn't glorious sunshine, if it just stayed nice, that would be lovely. There's refreshments, there's prizes for the best dressed boat and best dressed crew, the best kept boat. There's also dancing, singing with an open stage. Maybe I'll give them a wee, no I won't, I just ruined the day. There's musicians, and there's even a sailor's hornpipe, would you believe? So anyway, loads going on, and then following that at 7 p.m. in the evening is Kayleigh in the school hall. I'll be going to that bash, or let's just put it on that way. We'll be going to that bash. Unfortunately, I won't be able to take too much off the amber stuff, the nectar, the whiskey. I want to have a clear head for tomorrow morning. But anyway, I've said that many a time before and ended up just having one dram too many. So that's it, basically. It's a whole schedule of events today here in Castle Bay and Barra, and really I think I'll be doing some praying myself at the mass for the day's weather to stay oh, at least as nice as this. That would be absolutely fantastic. After the disaster of yesterday, weather-wise, let's hope and pray it's a really nice day. So, as I watch the reek belting from the Calmac ferry, and his sonar radar scopes spinning around, and what looks like the last of the transport boarding, I guess he'll be going off about 9:30 this morning, heading way back over to Oban on the mainland. 5-hour trip. But on a day like this, that would be beautiful. So I hope to have loads to add to this audio during the day, right up to night time. We have to put new batteries in. Anyway, it is a beautiful morning, and there goes the last car. I wonder if I should wait here until the ferry leaves. Just as I speak, the ramp goes up. A great big puff of smoke from the chimney, the funnel. Heard all those instructions in those languages so many times. Still wonderful to hear, even though I'm not on board the ferry. It's amazing how the sound just echoes all around the bay. And they're off. Side thrusters to push away from the pier. It's a wonderful sound, you know. It's no matter where you are. Here in Barra or Oban or Ullapool, Stornoway, doesn't matter. The sound of the Calmark ferries, it's unique. It's a unique throb, a unique sound in the air. And it's, I mean, it's just a complete part of life up here. Everybody knows the Calmark ferries. And so the clansman heads out past Kismail Castle. Takes a great big long left-handed sweep. The bus promontory off. That was a good word, wasn't it? Promontory, my goodness. Who hit me with that this morning? To pass that sticky out bit off the bay. And then he'll head straight out into the sound of Barra for the mainland.